Oil, gas, and minerals often bring towns periods of boom and bust. Each new discovery brings a swell of workers, and each bust sees them leave town just as quickly as they came. This town in southern Kansas still thrives, although its boom and bust cycle has caused its population to gyrate over the past century. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at AmericanCountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
Renee Albert is the museum educator at the Kansas Oil Museum in El Dorado, Kansas. Here, just outside of Wichita, oil was found in the early 1900s, creating a boom that brought men, women, and families from all over the nation. But it was far from the first well drilled in the Sunflower State.
One of the first wells that was drilled in Kansas for profit was actually drilled in the 1860s up in Payola, but didn't prove to have any oil, but it was gas. And so the gentleman got wise and he pumped it into people's houses and, you know, and he made his money that way.
The gas well was just about 50 miles southwest of present-day Kansas City. But in 1915, oil was discovered here in El Dorado. The city and county swelled as 1,800 producing wells were founded in just 4 years.
When the oil boom started, workers were making about $5 a day the first year, and by the third year, they were making $12 a day. So the oil was becoming very lucrative, and people were coming in from all over. So our population went up from about 2,000 up to about 18,000 in 3 years.
For about three decades, the oil business was big business here.
You saw it start dwindling off probably late 30s, early 40s, and then by the mid-50s, it was gone. Other than there is a commemorative, like, rock and plaque where Stapleton was, there really isn't anything left to say there was a boom town here.
The refinery remains, and there's talk of using new technology to capture more of the oil still in the area. But for now, it's this museum that shares most of the story. Traveling the countryside in El Dorado, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.